Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello and welcome to Sherm Radio, where we have insightful conversations on all things work, and this is Archana Jarrett. In many ways, the dust is beginning to settle and we are starting to adopt to a new normal. A new world order is emerging with new ways of living, working and doing business. Success in this new era will perhaps depend on what actions we take today to emerge stronger, smarter, and more resilient. This is the time where we must work together towards reframing the future. And joining me today to discuss what it will take to get to the reframing of the future is Srikant Arimanathaya, a Global Talent and Enablement Services Leader at EY Global Delivery Services. Srikant has over 25 years of experience in both human resources and broader business transformation, extending from HR management, people supply chain management, and organizational development to technology leadership and quality management. Srikant, it's an honor and pleasure to welcome you to Sherm Radio.
Hey, thanks, Archana. Thank you very much for having me.
So what are some of the significant changes to businesses that you have seen resulting from this pandemic, whether good or bad? And what can we do to sustain or mitigate those in the longer term?
Thank you, Archana. It's a wonderful question. You spoke about future. For me, the future is not tomorrow. The future is today. It's already there. And last 5 to 6 months, all of us accepted this new norm. And all of us started adopting it and working towards a winning end result. COVID has separated physically many one of us. Any one of us not seen our friends, colleagues, and relatives for months. Otherwise, we used to meet every day, every week, every month. We have not met them. So we are physically separated, but we are psychologically brought us together than ever before. Today, I get to know about my family much better because I have been sitting with my family last 5 months. Track with my colleagues over Teams and other virtual technology and get to know about their family, their pet, how their house looks, how their kitchen looks, what is the dog's name. So we started getting psychologically closer than ever before. And this psychological closeness or proximity is going to really help all of us greatly. So that's the first point I would like to drive. The second one is we heard about VUCA, the volatile uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity in many of the books. But we experienced this VUCA world over the last several months. Every day is a new day, and you don't know what is going to happen next to 1 hour. So in our world, I believe we require 4 competencies or perspectives to tide over the wave and be future ready. One, resilience. The second one is adaptability. We learn to adapt every uncertain hour, and for adapting, I found them very successful. The third one is foresightness, not hindsightness. You can what happened yesterday or what happened last 1 hour, no use. Can you really understand what is going to happen in next 1 hour or next day or next week? That foresightness is very, very important. Wise people have a lot of foresightness. The last one is learning agility. The learning agility is, can you learn while doing? To go and learn, although the last one is technology is accelerated in this world. To sum up the first question you asked, Archana, physically we are separated, but psychologically we are closer to each other as a customer and vendor, as employee and employer, as colleagues, as superior and subordinate, at a peer. We are together psychologically and mentally, and the physical boundaries have disappeared, and virtuality has helped us a lot in achieving business results.
Very true, Srikanth. You mentioned about technology and new work models that are emerging. In fact, a lot of what is happening today are things that, you know, were being discussed as not possible in certain industries. You know, the pandemic forced us to rethink this whole model. And you mentioned that technology is, you know, very important. What are some, you know, very quickly before we go to the break, three things that you see technology playing a very large role in as we reemerge?
Yeah. Technology is playing a very important role. I call it as a term called mass personalization. What is mass personalization? Learning from e-commerce, the moment you get into any of your e-commerce portal, whether it's Flipkart or Amazon or Myntra or anything, it identifies you. It recognizes you and it slowly started understanding your spending pattern, your purchasing catalogs. It identifies your home. It identifies you and your interest very well. So that mass personalization using technology is coming in talent world also. We are today working on phenomenal volume of data, and we get really our experience to really leverage this data to make it a better customer experience. And this data are qualitative data, the data are quantitative data, and more qualitative data like leadership, culture, skills, perception, opinion, all attitude, aptitude, these kind of things get quantified using technology. The third one is the artificial intelligence and virtual reality. And virtual reality is going to provide in a virtual world a lot of significance in virtual reality. For example, when I get up in the morning and log in computer, I get a feel, or the technology can give me a feel that I am in the office.
So very interesting stuff. We'll just take a very short break and, you know, come back to this conversation on reimagining and reframing the future.
Thank you.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Welcome back. I'm in conversation with Srikanth Arimanathaya on reframing the future. So, you know, Srikanth, you were giving us a little peek into the sci-fi world that we are looking at the workplace. You know, from a talent and culture perspective, perhaps there's been the biggest change, radical change in organizations and the way that we are interacting with our talent and you know, the meaning of culture in an organization has probably changed drastically in the last 6 months. So what are some strategies that we must reframe for future success, keeping this lens in mind?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I'm a big advocate and fan of culture. The culture determines the texture of leadership and talks about volume about an organization and its success. For me, two dimensions of a culture is very important going forward. And many of us read many books on culture, including Competing Value Framework and the Circumplex Model. So today, there are more focus on agile and adhocracy culture. Adhocracy means ad hoc. You don't expect permanent membership of a firm or a permanent membership of a project or a function or organizational subunit. It will be ad hoc. That means you will get into a project and you will get out of the project quickly, and your ability to execute that project and form, norm, storm and perform in a very limited period is very, very important. So that's the reason I called the adhocratic culture against clan or hierarchical or market-driven culture will be forcing us to redefine our behavior. How can you get temporary membership of a project or an organization as a freelancer or a permanent employee is very, very important. The second one is, if you really go back and refer to the articles on Circumplex Model, it divides organization into three sectors: passive culture, aggressive culture, and humanistically encouraging culture. I think in today's world and in the future, humanistically encouraging culture will be appreciated by people, and you will find your business growing three times or two times than your peer if you are in humanistically encouraging culture. So people want a lot of humanistic leadership, and not only driving business results, but people results as well as societal results also equally important. So to sum up, agile, adocratic culture and humanistic culture will be the way forward. And all of us experience that the soft culture will drive hard dollar value. So we need to focus on culture. Second one is on the talent. When it comes to talent, I have seen more and more democratization of it. That means more freelancers and gig is going to be employed. And we see people with a digital skill set are getting more recognized in the enterprises. In EY, we call a concept called a digital skill set and transformative mindset. We want leaders who can lead to win, not lead not to lose.
And that's such a big mindset change, Srikant, you know, moving from leading not to lose to leading to win. And, you know, as we are rebuilding, we're also saying that, you know, we want to come out better, better as a society, better as businesses. So how do we move from BAU to be, you know, business for the better?
Yep, absolutely.
So what are your, you know, what would you say as, you know, parting words for reframing of the future and moving towards this, you know, business for better model?
Yeah, a couple of points in here. One is, as leaders, we need to build organic organization, not inorganic organizations. Organic organization are dynamic. It have a lot of life. It stands and senses the environment and changes very fast. That's the nature of an organic organization. Inorganic organization are very rigid. Inorganic organization fail to sense the external world. Inorganic organization go with the rules, templates and processes and to acknowledge the need for change. So we want organic organization to be future ready. And as I mentioned earlier, no one can really do things alone. We want ecosystem. And this ecosystem will help you in difficult times. Today, many of us learn behind the curve. We try to learn things which is already in the environment, which others have learned it 2 years back or 3 years back, which can be a skill or a competency. But we need to learn as the last one, we need to have microservice attitude, not monolithic platforms. We cannot build huge platforms and huge process. We need to make small processes and system and connect the dots. So microservices will lead micro skills, lead micro learning. Micro learning, small learning, connecting the dots to a larger purpose or a vision is so important. And as I mentioned, the last one, we require human skills than ever before. Whatever you do in future or today, do it with your both hands, head and heart. Hands represent credibility, head represent logic, heart represent authenticity. So I ask the listeners, please, whatever you do, small or big thing, both your hands, bring credibility to the table. Give your head, think logically with the data. And data science is so mature today, which enable you to think logically. And put your heart, be an authentic leader. That's what people expect from us.
Thank you so much, Srikant, for those beautiful parting words.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media Podcasters.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media Podcasters for India, Inc.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.